Lesson 12.
In Lesson 11, Johnny and Isabel are returning home after booking a hotel suite for Johnny's parents and brother, when suddenly it starts raining. Johnny says that it is only a light rain. It's just drizzling. But Isabel is sure that it is going to pour down with rain soon, so they take shelter in a nearby pub. Johnny says to Isabel that he likes cool weather. In fact, he likes cloudy days with rain and wind. He finds them intimate and romantic. He says that he even likes snow. Isabel hates bad weather, especially snow, and she says that she would love to live on a Caribbean island. Since the rain doesn't stop, they decide to have lunch at the pub. The rain comes pouring down. It is a real storm. Johnny and Isabel stay at the pub for about 2 hours. Finally, when it is raining only lightly, they decide to walk home, and they get soaked, of course. Afternoon tea. It is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mr. and Mrs. Bond, Isabel, and Johnny are sitting in the living room having tea.
Johnny, if you don't like tea, I can prepare some coffee for you.
Oh, no. When I am in England, I prefer tea to coffee. I don't understand why it is so difficult to have decent tea in Italy. What is the secret for making a good cup of tea?
There are no secrets, but two things are essential. A good brand of tea and good water.
Which is the best brand of tea?
With more than 400 varieties of loose leaf tea, it is difficult to say which the best is. People have different tastes, and tea lovers rarely agree on which teas are best.
In my opinion, to enjoy a good cup of tea, you must have some good food with it. Some smoked salmon with cream cheese sandwiches and freshly baked scones with jam. In addition, of course, one should have a good assortment of pastries and cakes.
Dad is right. Without some good food to accompany it, tea doesn't quite taste the same.
All right, all right. By the way, what are we going to have for dinner?
Well, this evening I intend to take Johnny out to the West End to get him acquainted with English culture.
Oh, I see. Are you taking him to the theatre then?
Not at all. I want to introduce him to real English culture. I'm going to show him some of the best pubs in London and have him taste the best beer that money can buy.
I love real English culture. I'm coming too.
So am I.
Since when do you like going to pubs?
Since I heard that pubs are the centre of real English culture.
At 7 o'clock, the Bond family and Johnny go to a pub. At the pub.
I see that there is a terrace. Why don't we sit outside?
I would like to sit on the terrace too, but it is too damp. I'm afraid that it's going to rain.
I'm sure it isn't going to rain. What do you think, Mr. Bond?
We could sit indoors at a window table, so we can enjoy a beer while looking at the rain. Isabel is right. It's going to rain any moment.
They sit at a round window table. As soon as they sit down, the rain starts pouring down.
Here it comes! Dad, did you know that Johnny loves rain, snow, and wind? He finds foul weather romantic.
You have come to the right country, son. Now we are going to have something to drink. I'm parched with thirst.
Don't exaggerate, Richard. You had 3 cups of tea this afternoon.
I know, but every time I enter a pub, my throat gets dry. I'm going to order some beer.
Dad, I don't want beer. I'd rather have a glass of white wine.
I'll have a glass of white wine too.
These ladies never cease astonishing me. The last time we were at a pub, they ordered only a glass of apple juice each.
Mr. Bond goes to the bar and orders a pint of bitter ale, 1 of mild ale, and 2 glasses of white wine. He also orders some fish and chips. After about 5 minutes, he returns to the table carrying a tray with the food and drinks.
I don't like fish and chips.
I know, but we must introduce Johnny to British culture. Fish and chips are a British institution. Winston Churchill called them the good companions.
All right, but besides fish and chips, I want to have some decent food for dinner.
This is only our antipasto. We are going to order our dinner after the 3rd pint.
Richard, I think you are taking Johnny down the wrong road.
I like wrong roads.
Johnny, I have ordered a pint of mild ale for you. Taste it. If you don't like it, you can order bitter, brown, old ale, or a stout for your 2nd pint.
Richard, the boy is going to get drunk during his 1st lesson on British culture.
If getting drunk is a part of British culture, it is fine with me.
Unfortunately, very often it is.
Come, come, Rebecca. Don't spoil our lesson.
Mr. Bond and Johnny finish their beer and order 2 more pints. Mr. Bond orders bitter ale, while Johnny orders old ale.
Now we can start our lesson. In London, there are about 7,000 pubs.
You see, Johnny, this shows how cultured Londoners are.
Rebecca, would you mind not interrupting my lesson?
I'm sorry, dear.
Now, let's go on. When you order a beer, don't simply say to the barman, "A beer, please." It would be like saying to a waiter in an Italian restaurant, "Un piatto di pasta per piacere." You must specify what type of beer you want.
What a perfect example, Dad. You are a born teacher.
Isabel, you and your mother aren't taking my lesson seriously. Johnny, don't listen to them.
Don't worry, Mr. Bond. Go on.
In Great Britain, social life takes place in a public house for a large percentage of people. Pubs also have sports teams playing traditional pub games such as pool and darts. Look there on your right. There is a pool table and behind it, there is a group of people playing at the dartboard.
You must teach me how to play darts.
Of course, and I'll teach you how to play pool too. It is a fascinating game.
Mr. Bond, when did the first pubs appear in Great Britain?
Pubs go back almost 2,000 years. The Romans introduced Tabernae to England, where food, wine and ale were sold. Ale was a native British drink, though. The word Tabernae eventually became taverns. They were run by monks to feed and house travellers.
I have read that in Great Britain, a pub is not just a place to drink beer or wine. It is a social centre too.
Quite right, Jarni. A pub is very often the focus of community life in villages, towns and cities. It is the ideal place to meet friends, enjoy a good meal, relax, or do business.
Mr. Bond, can you tell me the difference between ale and lager?
Of course. Ale is made with malted barley and hops, and it is fermented warm. For this reason, it has a stronger taste than lagers. Ale shouldn't be served ice cold.
And lager?
Brava, Rebecca. I see that you like the lesson too. Lager has a cold fermentation process that results in a more mellow taste. Lager beer is the most popular style of beer in the world. Unlike ale, it should always be served cold.
If the lesson is over, why don't we order our dinner? I'm starving.
All right, all right. Jarni, we'll continue the lesson when we go to the next pub.
Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Decent. Secret. Essential. Brand. Variety. Loose. Loose leaf tea. Smoked. Salmon. Cream cheese. Scone. Assortment. Pastries. To accompany. To intend. To get acquainted. Culture. I see. Theatre. To introduce. Real. Since when? Hear, heard, heard. Centre. Terrace. It is going to rain at any moment. Pioverà da un momento all'altro. Here it comes. Ecco che arriva. I am parched with thirst. Sono riarso dalla sete. Sto morendo di sete. It is fine with me. Per me va bene. You are taking Johnny down the wrong road. Stai portando Johnny per la cattiva strada. Stout beers are high fermentation dark beers produced with the addition of variable percentages of toasted barley malt and toasted barley. Le birre stout sono birre scure ad alta fermentazione. prodotte con l'aggiunta di percentuali variabili di malto d'orzo tostato e orzo tostato. Foul weather. Throat. To astonish. Counter. Mild. Fish and chips. To carry. Tray. Institution. Companion. Taste it. To spoil. Cultured. Would you mind? To specify. A born teacher. Percentage. Dartboard. Pool. Fascinating. Native. To feed. Community. Village. Malted barley. Fermented. Ice cold. Process. To result. Mellow taste. Unlike. Decent.
Useful information about British pubs. Opening hours: 11 a.m. noon on Sundays. Closing hours: 11 p.m. 10:30 p.m. on Sundays. Legal drinking age: 18. There is no table service. You order your drinks and food at the bar counter. In most pubs, customers pay cash upon ordering. Peculiarities of the British pub. When entering a pub, always greet the bar staff by saying "Good morning" or "Good evening." Remember, the British pub is like a private living room. The publican is your host. In fact, the word pub is short for public house. The content of alcohol in beers is very variable, and their colour and taste give little indication. The barman or barmaid will readily give you information about the alcohol content of their beers. In British pubs, you usually don't tip the publican or bar staff. It is customary to buy them a drink. To offer a drink to a barman or barmaid, you simply ask, "May I get you a drink?" or "And one for yourself?" When closing time is near, the publican rings a bell which indicates the final call for ordering drinks. After a short while, he rings the bell a second time to indicate that the bar is closed. No need to worry, though. The publican always allows about 20 minutes for finishing your last drink. Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Legal. Upon ordering. Peculiarities. To greet. Publican. Host. Short for. Content. variable. Indication. Barman. Barmaid. Customary. To indicate. A short while. To allow. A pub with billiards and darts. Useful phrases. What a barman or barmaid usually says to the patrons. Are you being served? What would you like to drink? What are you having? What can I get you? Would you like draft or bottled beer? Would you like the house wine? Would you like ice or lemon with your drink? Would you like something to eat? Whose round is it? Last orders. Draft beer. What patrons usually say to a barman or barmaid. Could we see the list of beers, please? I will have a whiskey, please. I will have a pint of ale. I will have a half pint of ale. Draft beer, please. Bottled beer, please. I will have a glass of red house wine. A shot of tequila, please. May I have some ice, please? I will have the same, please. Do you serve any food? Nothing for me, thanks. Cheers. Draft beer. A brief history of beer. Part 1. Studies show that the first beverages made from fermented barley were brewed in Mesopotamia around 5000 BC. In the ancient civilization of Sumeria, now Iran, some residue of beer was found in a jar at the Godin Tepe excavation site. Since then, people have been brewing beer continuously. Documents show that the Babylonians had about 20 recipes for brewing beer. In Egypt, vats of beer were buried inside the pharaoh's tombs. Even the workers who built the pyramids were essentially paid in beer. Unfortunately, with the spread of Islam, around 800 AD, brewing beer was prohibited. Throughout history, in many parts of the world, water has not always been drinkable. Therefore, alcoholic drinks like beer were often safer than water because fermentation sanitized the drinks. Beer has not always been as we know it today. In the beginning, it was thick and full of grain and did not contain hops. It was flavored with herbs, dates, spices, honey, and olive oil. The Greeks and Romans made beer too. However, they preferred wine because they considered it a gift from the god Bacchus. Nevertheless, in places where grapes could not be cultivated, beer making thrived. Eventually, the Catholic Church took a liking to beer, so abbeys started producing their own fine beers and even sold them. The Catholic Church took a liking to beer. Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Brief. History. Beverage. To ferment. Fermented. Barley. To brew. Brewed. Mesopotamia. Around. Ancient. Civilization. Residue. Jar. Excavation. Site. Continuously. Document. Recipe. Vat. To bury. Buried. Pharaoh. To build. Built. Built. Pyramid. Essentially. Spread. Prohibited. Throughout. Safe. Safer. Fermentation. To sanitize. In the beginning. Thick. Grain. Hop. Flavored. Date. Spice. Honey. Gift. Grapes. To cultivate. To thrive. Nevertheless. Eventually. Abbey. A Brief History of Beer, Part 2. Although the use of hops in beer making started in France around 800 AD, they have been widely used only in the past 200 years. Brewers finally realized that the resin in hops acts as a natural preservative. During the Middle Ages, water supplies in many countries were contaminated. Therefore, beer was safer, and people of all ages drank it daily. In the 18th century, with the advent of the Industrial Revolution, beer was mass-produced. In recent years, craft beers are flooding the market, and even home brewing is becoming popular, just like in ancient times. Oktoberfest, Germany. Whoever drinks beer is quick to sleep. Whoever sleeps long does not sin. Whoever does not sin enters heaven. Thus, let us drink beer. This quote is attributed to theologian Martin Luther, who started the Protestant Reformation in Europe. Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Although. Widely. Brewer. Finally. To realize. Resin. To act. Natural. Preservative. Middle Ages. Water supplies. Contaminated. Advent. Industrial. Revolution. Produced. Recent. Craft beer. To flood. Whoever. To sin. Heaven. Thus, theologian.
Words in which GN is pronounced N, as in sign. The chief executive. The board chair has just informed me that when my advertising campaign is over, sales should increase at least 15% in 2 quarters. Otherwise, this will be my last assignment and I will have to resign as chief executive of the company. A 15% increase! How ridiculous! How absurd! The whole thing is an evil design. They are jealous and want to get rid of me. I am pretty sure that they will rejoice when I am gone, because my reign, as they spitefully call it, will be over. And they will celebrate with caviar and champagne. The first signs of their jealousy came after my promotion and my successful foreign trips to London, Paris and Cologne. Since then, they have been gnawing at their livers and gnashing their teeth with envy. What mean little people! Their attitude towards me has never been benign. They have never stopped maligning me. They are just gnomes. They are gnats. 6 months later. What a glorious day! What a great sign! This is the second consecutive quarter of sales growth. There is a significant rise in profits too. I am starting to smell victory. And if I am the victor, they will align with me, of course. I can see the gnomes jumping on my bandwagon, and I'll be their sovereign again.
Board chair. Presidente del consiglio di amministrazione. Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Advertising campaign. Sales. Increase. Quota. Otherwise. Assignment. To resign. Chief executive. Evil design. Jealous. To get rid of. Pretty sure. To rejoice. Reign. Spitefully. Caviar. Sign. Jealousy. Since then. To gnaw. Liver. To gnash. Envy. Mean. Attitude. Towards. Benign. Nat. 6 months later. Sales growth. Rise. To smell. Victor. To align. Sovereign. To jump. Bandwagon. To jump on the bandwagon. Saltare sul carro del vincitore.
British and American English. Assegno, British English. Czech, Q-U-E. American English. Czech, E-C-K. Colori, British English. Colors, O-U-R-S. American English. Colors, O-R-S. Grigio, British English. Grey, E-Y. American English. Grey, A-Y. Condominio, palazzina, British English. Block of flats, American English. Apartment building. Appartamento, British English. Flat, American English. Apartment. Metropolitana, British English. Underground, American English. Subway. Common mistakes made by Italian students. Sara gli disse che lo amava moltissimo. Sara said him that she loved him very much. Sbagliato. Wrong. Sara said to him, told him, that she loved him very much. Corretto. Right. Un giorno mi piacerebbe comprare una Ferrari. A day I would like to buy a Ferrari. Sbagliato. Wrong. One day I would like to buy a Ferrari. Corretto. Right. Maria sa suonare molto bene la chitarra. Maria can play very well the guitar. Wrong. Maria can play the guitar very well. Right. Abbiamo molto tempo. We have much time. Wrong. We have a lot of time. Plenty of time. Right. Carlo è una persona onesta. Carlo is a honest person. Wrong. Carlo is an honest person. Right. Marco arrivò un'ora più tardi. Marco arrived an hour later. Wrong. Marco arrived an hour later. Right. Secondo me, Giulia è una donna affascinante. According to me, Giulia is a charming woman. Wrong. In my opinion, Giulia is a charming woman. Right. Homophones. Feed, impresa, prodezza. Feed, piedi. Anthony Marshon Davis Jr., an American professional basketball player, is a 3-time NBA All-Star. He also earned a gold medal playing with Team USA at the 2012 Summer Olympics. No small feat for one who is only 6 feet tall. Find. To find, find. Multare. To find. Trovare. The police pulled over a young man and asked him for his driving license. He looked in his wallet, but couldn't find it, so he was fined $100. Fine for speeding. Multa per eccesso di velocità. Wallet. Portafoglio. Flee. Pulce. To flee. Scappare. Fuggire. If your dog has fleas, give it a bath and rub orange peels into its fur. You will see all the fleas fleeing away. Peel. Butcher. Flower. Fiore. Flour. Farina. Flour from freshly milled wheat is very fragrant. It smells of hazelnuts and flowers. La farina di grano appena macinata è molto fragrante.